Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, family. Welcome back to Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. The weather was beautiful over here on the East Coast. Just a couple drops of liquid sunshine. Nevertheless, it was a beautiful, beautiful, not real humid. Just beautiful. If it were even nevertheless, it still was a day that the Lord has made. Amen. And so we are rejoicing again today. Amen. Because God did it again. Amen. And we want to thank God for his faithfulness. Amen. To us and to all generations. And we bless be the name of the Lord. For our first time visitors, we greet you in Jesus' name. Amen. And we welcome you to our platform. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. So we pray that everyone will enjoy the services today. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you're a first timer, please keep on coming back and coming back and keep on coming back. Amen. And we bless the Lord. All right. All right. This week, amen, we're going to be teaching on spiritual warfare. Glory be to God. We want to focus in, zoom in a little bit on that. Amen. So that we can tighten our belts. Amen. Glory be to God. And if Satan is tightening up, we want to tighten up too. Amen. Glory be to God. So normally we would take one day a month, maybe 2 days a month. But this week here, we want to focus in, amen, on a spiritual warfare. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because spiritual warfare is real. It is real. Amen. And so we want to know what the Lord has to say about that. Amen. So let us go this morning in our Bibles. Amen. To the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. Ephesians, chapter number 6. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Verse number 10 reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We're still teaching on the Holy Spirit, actually, amen. We're just teaching on different angles, and actually, the Holy Spirit is involved. He is involved in everything pertaining to our spiritual walk, amen, and especially, amen, our warfare, amen. So we're calling this series, amen, glory be to God, let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready, amen, to rumble. Amen. Beloved, in our scripture this morning, amen, in particular in verse number 12, we see, amen, where it reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." Beloved, if you have your notebook, and if you don't have your notebook, you might want to make a habit of bringing, amen, your notebook with you. Amen. You can just go to, amen, the dollar store and get one of them composition books, those black and white books. This time of the year, you can get like 2 for $1. Amen. Because our children are getting ready to go back to school, I guess. We don't know, amen, one way or another, if they're homeschooling or whatever, amen, they're still getting ready to go back to school, amen. So I want you to write that down this morning, please. Spiritual warfare is real. It is real. The devil and his demon spirits are not myths, and they're not fantasies. These are real beings that hate the human race. And therefore, they roam about seeking whom they might destroy and devour. To and fro, up and down, is the devil walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's not walking by himself. Amen. His demons are walking with him. Beloved, it's not a fantasy. The same way God is real, the devil is real. The same way God's angels are real, okay, the devil's angels are real. That's why it is vitally important to know how to best protect yourself against their attacks. See, God tells us what to do. See, a lot of God's people are sitting around just, you know, waiting, you know, for God and putting all that on God. God's going to do his part, but there is a part that we must play. Glory about. There's some effort that we must put in, some skin that we must put into the game. Now, beloved, most of the attacks that the devil wages against you will occur in your mind. Okay, that's his target. That's what he's going for. He's going for your mind. He's going for your head. Because he knows that your mind is the center control center for your life. That's the central control center. That's why I'm rejoicing, amen, because the devil, amen, he wanted me so bad. I mean, he really went for my mind to the point where the doctors had to open up my head twice. That was the devil going for my mind. He was going straight for the head, because if he get the head, he get everything. If he can take your head off, he get everything. See? You can get a heart replacement, a kidney replacement. Come on now, knee replacement. You ain't getting no head replacement. Therefore, if he can take control of one small area of your mind, he can begin to expand outward into other weak areas that need to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. The devil looks for weak spots. He looks for weak spots. He looks for your weaknesses. He looks for where you're struggling. See, and that's how he attempts to come in, because that's the best way in. I mean, the door is already open. By poisoning your mind with unbelief and by poisoning your mind with lying strongholds, the devil can then manipulate not only your mind, but also your emotions and your body. There's no doubt about it, beloved. The mind is your strategic center where the battle is won or the battle is lost in spiritual warfare. I think Joyce Meyer came out with a book of The Battle of the Mind, and there are other, you know, of good books, good teachings. But the truth of the matter is, beloved, that's the name of the game. It has to be settled right here. He either wins or loses in your mind. You either win or you lose. Somebody going to win and somebody going to lose. The devil wants to get access into your life. And if the devil finds that access, beloved, you may be headed for quite a conflict. You can see why it is so important that you keep every door shut. You must keep every door shut. When the devil's walking to and fro, you don't want him to look over and say, hey, there's a door wide open over there, boys, let's go. And that door is your mind. Because there's a weakness there, because there's a sin there that you're not confessing. See, glory be to God. And if the devil finds the door open, he's coming in. This is why the Bible says, amen, don't make any room for the devil. Don't give the devil a foothold. See. And so many of God's children are just under, you know, they're just ignorant of what they need to do. You know, they think they just get saved and lay back, that God got it. You know what I mean? They ain't got to live any kind of way you want. You know, you're good. You don't have to worry about the devil coming in. Yeah, the devil comes in. Let me tell you something, beloved. The Bible is written for the children of God. The only thing that the Bible is saying to the unbelievers, repent. Everything else in that Bible is talking to us, his children. Now, why would God tell us don't give the devil any room? Why would the Bible tell us to fight? Why would the word tell us to fight the good fight of faith? Why would the word tell us don't give the devil any room? Don't give him a foothold. Well, the devil can't come into my life. I'm saying, liar, liar, pants on fire. There's a door open. You're giving him legal. He has legal right. He didn't break any laws. He has legal right to come into your life with your saved self. And the boy ain't coming by himself. He don't travel by himself. He don't bring some, because look, he can only be at one place at one time. He come in and line up his boys. And then he leave them there. You know, the wreck havoc in your life, he on to the next person. See? Spiritual warfare is real. That we cannot get lazy on this. We cannot get lax on this. Glory be to God. It is a real deal. And that's why the Lord said that we're going to be focused on this all this week. Because, beloved, we need to wake up. Glory be to God. We need to wake up, glory be to God, and be aware of this. Amen. That we might be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. See? So, beloved, so write this down this morning. It is important that I keep every door shut. I'm going to say it again. For some of you, maybe, you know, I know you still got some twinkles in your eyes. I'm moving a little bit slow maybe this morning, all right? Haven't had your tea yet, your juice, whatever you drink. It is important that I keep every door shut. See? Then, beloved, if you keep every door shut, then the enemy won't be able to find any entrance to which he can begin to wage warfare against you. Now, beloved, however, the devil will often put up quite a fight, even if he doesn't find an entrance into our life. Even when the door is shut, see, he's going to still try to find a way in. He is very stubborn, amen. He's very adamant. And it's because of that reason, beloved, that's why we need to know exactly what the Bible says about spiritual warfare. So we're just going to give you the introduction today. Tomorrow we're going to go a little bit deeper. We're going to go a little bit deeper. Ephesians 6:12, beloved, Paul tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, we wrestle against powers, we wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, beloved, I want to draw your attention today to the word wrestle. so that we can get a real understanding. It is a key. We're going to break it down. I did a little bit of research on this word wrestle, and I want you to hear the definition of this word wrestle, see, because this is going to be key to you understanding how intense spiritual warfare can become. And you might want to focus on that word intense. The word wrestle, beloved, is a Greek word, amen, and it refers to struggling, wrestling, or hand-to-hand combat. See? However, beloved, that word also is derived from their name for palestra. Palestra was a huge palace of combat sports that was situated in the center of the large ancient city. So it was the places where, like the arena, it's like our stadium today down at the Wachovia Center. You know, you go down there and pack up thousands and thousands, and then you have, you know, they play basketball, football, whatever they play. Well, it was like their arena. Okay, glory be to God. It was a huge building that outwardly looked like a palace, but it was dedicated to the cultivation of athletic skills. And in this building, beloved, every morning, every afternoon, and night, the most committed, determined, and daring athletes of the day could be found in this fabulous building, working out and training for their sports. Now, there was three kinds of athletes that primarily worked out at this building. Okay, there were boxers, there was wrestlers, and it was those who practiced pancreation. Okay? And we're going to talk about this, because all this is under that word wrestle that Paul uses. Amen. Glory be to God. And I need you to get the point to starting out today for this week, how serious our spiritual warfare is. See, that's what we like about the Greek. That's what we like about the other languages. English is the most difficult language to learn. Why? Because one word in the English vocabulary can mean 20 things. One word. Amen. Glory be to God. You have 8,500 words in the Greek. Amen. Compared to a 500,000 in English. Why? Because the Greek, amen, means one thing. In English, one word could mean 25 things. Amen. So that's why we thank God for the Greek and the original writing of the Bibles. Amen. All right. So let me tell you a little bit about how these sports functioned, beloved, in the first century when Paul wrote this verse, amen, about us wrestling. See? Because it forms the backdrop of the word wrestle that he used in Ephesians 6 and 12. The first and most feared combat sport was boxing. But the boxers from the first century were not like our boxers today, beloved. Their sport was extremely violent. It was so violent that they were not permitted to box without wearing helmets. Because without the protection of helmets, their heads would have been crushed. In fact, this sport was so severe that few boxers ever lived to retire from their profession. Most of them died in the ring. Of all the sports, the ancients viewed boxing as the most hazardous and the most deadly of them all. It was a brutal sport. It was a barbaric sport, beloved. The ancient boxers wore gloves, and the gloves was ribbed with steel and they were spiked with nails. At times, it's still wrapped around their gloves, beloved, like a blade of a hunting knife, in order to make deep gashes in the opponent's skin. In addition to this, they used extremely heavy gloves that made every punch more damaging. It is quite usual to find artwork from time to time, beloved, of the ancient Greeks that includes boxers, see, whose faces, ears, and noses were totally deformed from being struck by these dangerous gloves. Do a little research. Do a little research and look up the ancient, amen, beloved, the boxers from the first century. And about, and it was brutal. I can't even imagine my son. I can't imagine anybody, amen, in the ring, amen, beloved. But that's the way they did it. Making this sport even more dangerous was the fact, beloved, that there were no rules to the game. Except that a boxer couldn't clinch his opponent's fist. That was the only rule of the game. Other than that, everything was open. There were no rounds like they are in boxing today. In boxing today, we know you got 10 rounds, okay? Lose or win, you got 10. But no, not back then, beloved. The fight went on and on and on until one of the two surrendered or one of the two died in the ring. Next, beloved, after the boxers, amen, in that century, amen, when Paul uses this word, amen, we have the wrestlers. Wrestling was the most ancient of the combat sports because it was an essential part of the education of Roman boys in the wealthier classes. Every adult male in those classes learned to wrestle. However, combat sport wrestling was very different than simple wrestling. Not like we know it today, beloved. Although it wasn't quite as ugly and bloody as the other two combat sports, but combat wrestling was still very aggressive and it was very dangerous. Certain rules apply to the competitions of this combat sport. For instance, some of the most violent fighting techniques weren't allowed in wrestling, such as blows, kicks, okay, twisting of the joints, and fighting on the ground. All right? So we had the boxers, which was the most gruesome, amen, all falling under that definition of wrestling. Amen. We have, amen, the wrestlers. And the last one here, beloved, amen, is those who practice a pancration. Glory be to God. This word by itself, beloved, means all power. All powerful. These fighters were the fiercest. These fighters were the toughest and the most committed of all. In this sport, beloved, of pancration, they were permitted to kick. They were permitted to punch, bite, gouge, strike. They were allowed to break fingers. They were allowed to break legs or to do any other horrible thing you could imagine. There was no part of the human body that was off limits. They could do anything they wanted to any part of their competitor's body, for there were basically no rules at all. This was an extremely violent sport, beloved, and somebody lived and somebody died. Beloved, this morning I realized that these are very graphic images, but they are also very important images. For they are all contained in the word wrestle that Paul uses in Ephesians 6 and 12. And the day when Paul wrote this letter, beloved, everyone who saw the Greek, that Greek word wrestle, they saw all these images in their minds. You can see then that this was a powerful, pungent word for Paul to use when he started to describe our conflict with the unseen, our conflict with the demonic powers that Satan has marshaled together to try to destroy us. By using that word wrestle, beloved, Paul was telling every reader and us, you and me, that spiritual warfare can be a bitter struggle and spiritual warfare can be an intense conflict. So when we read that verse in the Greek, beloved, this is how it reads. For our wrestling, that is our intense struggle, fierce combat, contest, challenge, and ongoing conflict is not really with flesh and blood. I'm going to read that again as we wrap this up this morning. For our, in the Greek, for our, Ephesians 6 and 12, for our wrestling, that is our intense struggle, fierce combat, contest, challenge, and ongoing conflict is not really with flesh and blood, but with, glory be to God, which we will pick up here tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. When we move on, amen, to verse number 13. Verse 12. Glory be to God. Huh? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This week, we will break that down for you. Amen. Lord's willing, beloved. Amen. So that we can get ready to rumble. After Paul states this, beloved, in verse 12, then Paul goes on to describe the different levels of demonic powers that exist in Satan's kingdom. And as we look at what Paul said, beloved, I want you to see that this conflict can be fierce. This is why the Lord tells us, beloved, he wants us to get the mindset, amen, you fight the good fight of faith. Fight. Don't be scared. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Come on, you can't lose if you fight. It's a fixed fight. See, back then in Paul's day, amen, there wasn't nothing fixed about that. Folks was actually dying there in the arena. All right? Nowadays, beloved, amen, we got a little bit easier because we are spoiled. We are spoiled generation. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his grace. Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Amen. As we partake in Holy Communion on yesterday. Amen. Beloved, it's a fixed fight, but you still got to fight. Beloved, I don't mean to alarm you this morning, but you need to know that the devil is serious in his attempts to destroy you. That's the message that we got to get home. And if you have not prepared yourself spiritually to avoid such attacks, beloved, you may find yourself in a real quandary. And I'm going to say this again. If you're signing on late, amen, you're still on time, put it down in your book. Spiritual warfare is real. Not only is spiritual warfare real, beloved, our adversary is real. See, Satan don't mind some folks getting saved, amen, because he knows nothing he can do about that anyhow. Glory be to God. But he said if he can just convince the world that he don't exist, beloved, there are foul forces of darkness that work behind the scenes. Glory be to God. Not only are they working behind the scenes, they're working behind most disasters. Tornadoes. You see the fires that's going on over there on the West Coast? Saints, unbelievable. I mean, fire's burning like somebody's cooking something. It's just like all these wildfires and the flooding and COVID and the gun violence. Who do you think's behind all these disasters, beloved? See, but just stay with me. We gonna get there. Look, evil is going to be judged. Why would God allow all this to happen, baby? Evil is going to be judged. That's what he's coming back to do. He's coming back to snatch his children and judge evil. Oh, yeah. But, beloved, but let me say this now. Let me say this here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we see that Satan is behind most of these disasters and many moral failures. However, these demonic spirits can't do anything unless our flesh cooperates with them. And now we're going to take the weight off the enemy right now, and we're going to put it where it belongs. Unless we cooperate with it. The devil didn't make you do it. The devil didn't make you do it. The devil cannot come in and take control over your life, take control over your destiny, take control over your anything that you have. He doesn't have that kind of power unless you give it to him, unless you cooperate with him. Instead of partnering with the Holy Spirit, you're partnering with him, child of God. Unless your faith is in the word of God, your faith is in what the devil is able to do, child of God. Unless your faith is in what God said, your faith is in what you see, child of God. Unless you're living in the spirit, you're living in the flesh, child of God. The devil may come to tempt you. He may come to seduce you. He may come to deceive you. And he may come to assault your mind. But unless they find a partner to listen or cooperate with them, their evil attempts are futile and powerless. When Satan comes to you and you're not cooperating with him, you've got him on shutdown. You resist him and he flees. He's on to the next person. He's always looking for the weakest link in the chain, but he don't care. He's going to give everybody. Look, he does not discriminate. But when he see you're not cooperating, you're not listening to him, you're not falling for his temptations, you're not falling for his delicacies, huh? It's only three ways he can get in: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, or the pride of life. When he see you have these three areas guarded, glory be to God, and you a hard cookie to crack, he don't spend no whole lot of time on you. He's off to the next one. Better luck somewhere else. Now he may come back. He gonna come back a little bit later, but that's what it's gonna be, a little bit later. And every time he come back, glory be to God, you giving him a run for his money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, beloved, the greatest key to winning every battle that the devil wages against you is to keep your mind dominated by the word of God. You know, look, Satan tried to tempt Jesus himself. All right? So you know he's coming for you. But what did Jesus do? Jesus just gave him the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He just gave him the word. Beloved, you have to guard your mind with the word. This is why if you read in the scriptures, amen, we are behold, amen, meditate in God's word day and night. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Study to show yourself approved. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Encouraging us. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He's telling us to, you know, keep the word in front of your eye gate. Keep the word at your ear gate. Faith coming by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Eat the word for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. Thank God for this ministry. We can start the morning off with our spiritual breakfast, guarding ourselves for the day, preparing ourselves for Satan's attack. Amen. For this day, glory be to God. You know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Beloved, this is how we do it. This is how we win. See, we don't have to be afraid of the enemy, because the truth of the matter is the enemy is afraid of you. But if he can find an area, this is why when you're struggling in certain areas, get around your brothers and sisters. Come on, put your prayer request on the altar. Confess your sins. I'm having a struggle here. I need some help here. I need some backup here. Why? All right, so if the warrior is out there fighting and the warrior gets wounded in the battle, amen, the other soldiers just don't let that warrior lay there and die. No, they go to the aid of that warrior. Come on, somebody do CPR. Put a little pressure over here where he's been cut. Come on now. Amen, they go to the aid of the warrior, of the soldier. And this is why the Bible says we are our brother's keeper, that we might go to the aid of our brothers and sisters that are honestly struggling. They hate sin, but they're just this one, some two, three, whatever, in some areas of their lives that they're actually struggling with. See, this is why everything can't be a secret, beloved. We have this false arrogance. Glory be to God. And this spiritual arrogance. And you don't want to tell nobody nothing. You better open your mouth and tell somebody something. You can't talk to everybody, but you need to be talking to somebody. Because if two or three touching and agreeing in Jesus' name and it'll be done, we need backup, because we are our brother's keeper. You're not as strong as you think you are, and the devil wants to keep you stuck in that pride. Number one, because he knows God's hated. God hates it, see? And if he can keep you stuck in that pride, and you think you all of that, and you got that, and you that strong, the Bible says pride goeth before destruction. You're going down. Glory be to God. We need one another.
We need one another in the body of Christ to pray for one another. You strong over here, but you weak over here. But you got all these secrets. You try to act like you Superman and Superwoman. And you need to be somewhere praying and get some show enough folks that know how to get a prayer through to pray with you and pray you through this situation. Because otherwise, you're going to keep entertaining that. And this is the devil's tunnel. Amen. And to come, it's the underground railroad. Amen. That he can get into your life. Boy, got a secret passage in your life that you got secrets. You don't want everybody to know your business, but Satan knows. Oh, it's okay for Satan to know and not your brothers or sisters that can pray you through so we can shut the door on the devil and stop giving him access into your life. Because you know he's coming with bad news. He leaves residue. He leaves seeds. Glory be to God to be conceived for you to bring forth destruction. You're not bringing forth no pretty baby when the Satan leaves. You bringing forth his babies. Beloved, spiritual warfare is real. We are nonchalant, laid back, drinking Kool-Aid like everything's straight. We got to close the door on that rascal. Get into God's word. Thank God for TV. Yeah, I like TV too. Turn some of that TV off. Yeah, I like the rest of sleep. You don't need all that sleep. Whatever you're doing, you need to shave something off and give God some more time, beloved, because you need it. You need it. Glory be to God. Because Satan is coming for you. Satan and his armies are coming for you. But if we do what the Lord has told us to do, glory be to God. Beloved, we do not have no need to fear. He's not giving us a spirit of fear. He shows us how to win. Why are you talking about the devil? Because the Bible's talking about the devil. He's telling us who we up against. We going to pick this up here again tomorrow. He tells us in Ephesians 6. Anything that's important to God should be important to us. He said, you're coming, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. This is what the world needs to know. Killing one another and stabbing one another and all that crazy stuff. He said, but you're coming up against principalities, one, powers, two, the rulers of the darkness of this world, three, and spiritual wickedness in high places, four. Now, you got to come back tomorrow, and we're going to break those four down for you, beloved, to let you see how serious this thing is. We go to bed without praying. We wake up in the morning without praying. We don't talk to God about nothing. Just do what we want to do. Talking about we felt like it was the right thing to do when his word clearly says, acknowledge me first. And you find God's people in all these predicaments. Well, how in the hell did you get here? Beloved, it's time to give the devil an eviction notice. And you don't have to call nobody to do it. You can write it yourself and you can execute it yourself. And you're out of here right now. No, you don't have 30 days notice. You don't even have 24-hour notice. Matter of fact, you don't have but a minute. Right now, you out of here. You can walk through your house right now in the power of the Holy Ghost and command the darkness to go. Darkness, go in Jesus' name. Darkness, go in Jesus' name. I do it every time somebody comes to my house. I do it every time I go out and come back in case one of them demons try to attach itself to me. You've got to exercise your authority. Beloved, the Bible says the curse causes will not come. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your mind. Write this down this morning. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Because we're going to be talking about this all this week. This is our spiritual warfare training week. Oh, we got to get it in. We got to get it in. I know the devil is sitting around. We've been on it. We're going to focus this whole week, beloved. Why? Because the battle is on. Let's get ready to rumble. I ain't scared. That's what you got to tell the devil. Even if you are scared, just keep saying, I ain't scared. Why? Because your faith will rise to the level of your confession. I ain't scared. You might be shaking like a green leaf. I ain't scared. The Bible tells us that we will not be afraid of the arrows by day or the terror by night. So wait a minute. What is God saying? He's saying there's going to be arrows flying through the day. Say, just look at the word for what the word is saying. That the arrows will be flying during the day. And the terror will be coming at the night. But we ain't scared. As we said on Saturday, because we dwellers in the Lord's house. Okay, so all right. So you got that here. You're going to keep your mind dominated by the word of God, okay? And as you do that, beloved, your flesh will be kept under the control of the Holy Spirit. You got to keep your flesh under control. If your flesh is calling the shots, let me tell you something. Every time one of the hormones jumping, you want to make a phone call. Saints, you're going to live a defeated life. You're just going to have a defeated life. Anytime you feel like you want to say something, you say it without thinking about it, without praying about it. Glory be, just doing what you want to do because your flesh is in control. When the Bible tells us our spirit ought to be in control, we ought to be dominated by the spirit, but rather we're dominated by the flesh and that carnality. Mm-hmm. It's easy for the enemy to take control because the enemy is in control of your life with your saved self. The Lord is not your shepherd. Satan is your shepherd. You torn between two lovers. Beloved, amen. When you keep your flesh under control of the Holy Spirit, it's going to block the majority of the enemy's attacks against your mind. He got you. He got you because that's where your mind is. Think on these things. Your mind is in the Word. Oh, the Holy Spirit knows how to do his job. Oh, yeah. This is why Paul urges us to gird up the loins of your mind. Oh, I'm running out of time. I'm not out of words, but definitely out of time. Okay, so write the scripture down. Write the scripture down. 1 Peter chapter 1, and I want you to go, amen, to verse number 13. Amen, verse number 13. Write that down. Amen. Glory be to God. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you through the revelation of Jesus Christ. You see that? You see that? Bring your mind in. Because Satan, that's what Satan is going for. Now, he ain't come to shoot you in the leg. He come to shoot you in your head. He ain't come to cut your leg off. He come to take your neck off. He come to kill. He don't come to do damage. He come to kill. See, if somebody want to really make sure you're dead, okay, you know they know what to do. If somebody go to cut somebody's head off, they want to make sure the person was dead. Satan don't come to do damage. Satan come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Glory be to God. Beloved, remember, The devil knows that if he can take control of one small area of your mind, he don't need a whole lot. He said, just give me this little corner over here. Just give me this little cubby hole over here. I'm straight. I can cuddle up right over here in this cubby hole. I don't need your whole mind. Just give me this right here. See, that's why Paul said this one thing. Oh, beloved, sometimes those little one things will take you straight to hell. It ain't, I'm doing everything right. It's just this one thing. It's just this one thing. It's just, oh, baby, baby, baby. And then and that's enough for Satan. And he said, yeah, okay. Yeah, you can have all that. Just give me this one thing. This is, I just want to, so I can stay in. So I can stay connected to you. Because if he can get that one thing, beloved, he can begin to expand outward into other weak areas of your life. Therefore, don't you think it's time for you to start reading your Bible every day and filling your mind with God's thoughts, beloved? There is no better mental protection against the enemy's strategies than to fill your brain with God's word. How do I win? How do I win? How do I win? Fill your head, fill your brain, fill your mind with God's word. Now, you want the number one answer? Yeah, what's the number one answer? Get in the word. 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 Just do what Jesus did, beloved. It's not simple. It's not that complicated. The devil wants you to think it's complicated. There's nothing complicated about it. Because it will strengthen you and keep your mind free from unbelief and will keep your mind free from those lying strongholds that Satan comes to build in your mind, strongholds, one lie on another lie on another lie. You know, it's like dreadlocks, and you try to take them dreadlocks out. You just got to cut. You just got to start over. Get the scissors, cut it off. Okay, you can't do this. Somebody that hadn't combed their hair in weeks. You know, your hair was braided, you know, and then you didn't comb your hair in weeks and months. You can't take that out. See, it's all tangled up. That's a stronghold. As I say, that's a stronghold. Them lies all tangled up. See, thank God for the blood of Jesus. So, beloved, this morning, and we'll pick up here tomorrow because we want to go into, amen, Satan's ranks. Amen. Why? Because it's not God's will for you to be ignorant, and you need to know who you're coming up against. See. Now, if you got news that somebody was coming to your house, amen, to do you damage or whatever, see, now it depends on who's coming. It's going to determine what you're going to do. See? Depending on their reputation, what you know about them is going to determine, you know what I mean, if you're going to grab the gun, the knife, if you're going to call 911, if you're going to hide, you know, depending on who's coming. See, and so God tells us, amen, Satan's four ranks, beloved, so we can know who we up against. And then he tells us how to win. Beloved, faith without works is dead. We know the words, but do we trust the words? So, beloved, take God's word deep into your mind. This is my encouragement today. Write this down. Write this down. We're about to give a benediction. Write this down. Take God's word deep into your mind. Deep. How deep can you go? Deep. And stop the devil from finding access into your life. So there you go. That's your instructions this morning. Take the word of God deep into my mind, number one. Number two, stop the devil from finding access in my life. How do you stop the devil from finding access in your life? You make sure all the doors are closed. Got any questions, ask the Holy Spirit. He'd be more than happy to show you. And as a matter of fact, he's been trying to show you all the time. Matter of fact, he'd be happy to ask. Do everything you can to shut every door, beloved. And do not give the enemy any entrance through which he can begin to wage warfare against you. Amen. And amen. And we'll pick up here tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God on our spiritual warfare. Let me tell you something. When the Holy Spirit gets finished with us, well, we're about to send the devil on vacation. On the other side, somewhere. Huh? And then we're going to pray wherever he go, we're going to pray for them too. We can just ping pong that boy around. Glory be to God. Like a ping pong. Glory be to God. See, we want Satan to leave us alone, but wherever he go, we want him to leave them alone too. But they not unless they have knowledge and faith. Amen. And the word of God. Lord, we don't want to ever give the devil access to our minds, and we ask for forgiveness for the times that we permitted wrong thinking to go on inside us when we knew it was wrong. Now we understand that these are the areas, Father God, to which the devil seeks to find interest into our lives. Starting today, we are asking you to help us to locate each open door in our minds. Then help us seal these doors shut by the power of your spirit and by the power of your word. And we pray this in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, Lord's willing, and then back tonight at 9 p.m. Amen. Please join us at the altar. We'll be there all this week, Lord's willing. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study. This is our Friday night, amen, Friday night corporate prayer at 10 o'clock. Bring your own praise. This Wednesday, we're still writing our poetry. Amen. Glory be to God. So come on, y'all. Amen. Come on. Come on. Let's have some fun. It don't have to be nothing long and drawn out. If it's just a couple words, amen, a couple sentences. It doesn't have to rhyme. And you don't have to be competing with, you know, some of the more experienced poetry writers in the ministry. You know, just come and bring what you got. Amen. And so that's what we're doing. Amen. We did it last week, and we're going to continue on this week, Lord's willing. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. That's it. Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble, saints. Amen. Let's get ready to rumble. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, God help me. Glory be to God. Amen. Satan try to beat you up in your dreams, too. We'll talk about that tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. Before the series is over. Amen. We'll talk about that. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, all right. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we say thank you for, hallelujah, with this lesson today, Father, we say thank you for letting us know the spiritual warfare is real. It's not a figment of our imagination, but it's real. But nevertheless, we do not have to be afraid, Father God. You're just letting us know who we are and our position in you and who we are in you. You have given us everything that we need to succeed, Father. We have to stop looking at our weapons and pick them up. God, it's time for us now by faith to pick the weapons up and use it. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you for your sword of the Spirit, the word, which is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing unto the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow. The word is going to cut you going in and cut you going out, and we can cut something up.
Father God, but we have to get the word in our spirits. And so, Father, we say thank you for helping all of us, helping us to come up a little bit closer, Father God. Amen, in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh, Father God, cancel accidents, incidents, calamities, Father God. Whatever the devil meant for evil, Father God, we ask that you would turn it around for good. We ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. In Jesus' name, Father God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. You know our hearts, Father God. You know that we're striving to live our best life, a life of truth, a life of honesty, a life of faith, Father God, a life of holiness. Oh, Father God, we're still growing and developing, Father God. We thank you that we're not what we used to be, but we're still in the process of becoming. But your grace is covering us in the interim. Father God, we ask that you would just swoop in and take over, Father, that the enemy will not be able to take advantage of us this day, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you. Bless us, Father God, as we meet at the altar of prayer today. Bless the prayer warriors as they come. Father God, cover them under the blood of Jesus. We cover them under the blood. We bind every spirit of retaliation coming up against the prayer warriors in this ministry. No weapon formed against them will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, they will condemn. Father God, we cover them from COVID-19. We cover them, Father God, from bad news. We cover them from witchcraft, voodoo, and sorcery. We cover them, Father. We cover their families, Father. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Glory be to God. We close every door on the enemy. Father God, hallelujah. Show us our weak spots that we might confess them this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you even right now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, hallelujah, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now, amen, and forever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine on you and to be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints. Amen, hallelujah. Let's get ready to rumble. Amen. Hallelujah. And everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. Come on.
Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Bradford, signing out.